3 Nephi chapter 15. In the first verse, then the Lord says, "Whosoever remembereth these sayings of mine and doeth them, him will I raise up at the last day." That means that the way that we obtain eternal life is by doing the things that he has mentioned in the last four chapters. He has explained his doctrine, his gospel, what is required to live with him for eternity. Anything else cometh of man and is a precept of man. And anything, if a church tells you that doing its functions or doing its performances is what gets you eternal life, then it is just trying to gain dominion over you. The Lord, any man who claims to be a prophet, a revelator, or a teacher of God will simply clarify or magnify the things that have been taught in the last four chapters here. And everything that he does teach us again will be centered on Christ and show you how to go to Christ. Well, then in verses 2 through 8, it says that many did not understand what it meant that the law of Moses was fulfilled. They thought that that meant that it had came to an end. Well, it's explained here that the law of Moses and everything that had been taught by the prophets pointed to Christ. And that he says, "Now I am here, I have fulfilled these things," or meaning, "Now you are to come unto me. You come unto I am now the one who will give you the law or tell you what to do," meaning that you do not have to go through the law of Moses to build the discipline or to do things. You are now ready to come directly to me, which, by the way, is exactly what he wanted before he gave the law of Moses. And even during the time of the law of Moses, it was only a discipline builder to build people up so that they were then capable of doing the things that the Lord told them. So in that case, that's why we see that nothing has really changed other than the strict observance of the performances and ordinances of the law of Moses. And he then says in verse 8 that he has not fulfilled, though, the covenant that he has made, which means that the covenant to gather together his people and to bring them together as one, and that is still yet to come, and he's working on that, but he will continue to therefore to take care of his people and to nourish his people, and as he's been doing under the law of Moses. And so he then says to them, "Though therefore what you need to do," he says in verse 9, "is you need to endure us to the end," which means you need to come to me, hold to me, and then obviously this implies that you're going to get a lot of persecution and afflictions are going to come your way if you come to me, but you're to endure those to the end. He then goes on in verses 11 through 18 to explain that he told the Jews about the Nephites, but they would not hear. Why? Because they were stiff-necked. They had pride. They felt them that they were the chosen people, and they didn't want to hear about any other people. And that's again like today. Same. Members of the church today believe that they're the chosen people and that the Lord would never be working with anyone else. And obviously, if the Lord wants to say something to them, they'd only say it to their leaders, and they get into this arrogant chosen people attitude. And the Lord is shown here in the Book of Mormon, and he's saying here that he'll work with anyone he wants. And then he reemphasizes that in verses 19 to 24 and said that he's led many people away. And that he would go unto them, and he would preach to them, and that he would then gather them together in the last days. But he noticed that he says that when he talked to the Jews that they said, "Well, you're just talking about we can now spread the gospel to the Gentiles. You're just talking about the Gentiles. Well, today now we're the Gentile church, and now we're claiming that only the Gentiles are allowed to be the." To have him establish a church amongst them and so forth. And again, the Book of Mormon and his words here says he will do his work with his people. He knows where his people are. He will do his work when he wants to, and it's not for man to build up an organization and say that he has to work through that organization.